Afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware. Laker Elementary announces second quarter spotlight students on January 27th. Laker Elementary announced the spotlight students for the second quarter. They were honored at a breakfast ceremony attended by the students and their parents and guardians. Thumb Bank and Trust sponsors this recognition program. Students are nominated by their teachers. And, of course, you can get the full list of those students and names right here on thumbnet.net. And Senator Gary Peters of Michigan has introduced bipartisan legislation aimed at making federal grants more accessible to smaller communities and organizations. The Streamlining Federal Grants Act addresses challenges faced by rural areas and under-resourced entities that struggle with complex grant application requirements. The Hill mandates that federal agencies collaborate with the Office of Management and Budget to standardize and simplify grant procedures. Key provisions include clearer funding opportunity descriptions, upgraded grant management software, and uniform data standards for reporting. Agencies would designate senior officials to oversee their improvements. Peters argues the current system disadvantages communities lacking dedicated grant writing staff, preventing them from accessing crucial federal funding. The legislation seeks to reduce administrative burdens and ensure equitable distribution of resources. Support for the measure comes from diverse Michigan stakeholders, including nonprofit organizations, municipal leagues, fire departments, universities, and community colleges. Supporters emphasize that simplified processes would allow organizations to dedicate more effort to serving constituents rather than navigating bureaucratic requirements. The bill represents a bipartisan effort to modernize grant administration and expand access to federal funding opportunities across communities of all sizes. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebowing Ace Hardware.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy has issued a renewed hazardous waste management facility operating license to Wayne Disposal, Inc., following a comprehensive regulatory review and public comment process. The license authorizes WDI to store hazardous waste in containers, expand the disposal capacity of the landfill, and continue disposing of hazardous waste, certain radiological materials, and polychlorinated biphenyls at 49350 North Interstate 94 Service Drive, Belleville, Michigan, subject to updated and strengthened conditions designed to protect the surrounding community and the environment. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, cancellations, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebowing Ace Hardware.